Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The 0-1, he squares again. This time he gets it down. Third base side. Picked up. Throw to first base. Throws it away. Run scores. Hayes to second. And now the ball gets past the catcher into the dugout. Pirates will score two out of it. Gonzalez and Frazier. Hayes winds up all the way to third. And now they're going to discuss whether Hayes might actually score on this play. The 1-2 pitch. Called third strike. Raise the Jolly Roger for a fourth straight game. Donnyball rolls on.
Don't you love it when your third baseman lays a bunt down and winds up at third?
Yes.
The reason I wanted to play that clip, Doran, is because that's what the Pirates looked like before Don Kelly was the manager. How many games did they fritter away by not making the right fundamental play? The error there from the Marlins third baseman, to me, wasn't just because he made a wild throw. He just should have eaten the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't make the throw. Key Brian Hayes was credited with a hit first because he was going to beat it out.
Right.
Don't make the throw. And I feel like the Pirates before Don Kelly, they would have made that throw too. They did all kind of stupid stuff. They lost a ton of one-run games. Now they're winners of four straight. Three of those games, all against the Phillies, were one-run wins. They're playing good baseball. No qualifiers. They're 15-14 under Kelly. Since he took over, they're a winning baseball team. There are no qualifiers. That's who they are right now. They're an entertaining team. They're a winning team. He should have been the manager from the start of the year, or when they really dug themselves a hole early, Ben Cherington should have fired Derek Shelton at least a couple of weeks before he did, and if he did, where would they be right now? But that's not the topic of discussion. Topic of discussion is, yes, 15-14 under Kelly. John Heyman, big-time baseball insider, tweeted out last night, quote, "The Pirates are showing serious improvement. Kelly already has earned an extension," end quote. So you got one of the biggest voices in all of Major League Baseball saying the Pirates should pay up. They should extend Don Kelly right now. Brian Reynolds, after the game, with, now bear with us here, this is a monologue from Brian Reynolds. I have never heard Brian Reynolds talk this much at one time. I have never heard Brian Reynolds praise anyone as much as he is praising Don Kelly here.
Yeah, he's just great. Everybody in here loves him, and he's fun to play for, so not much more you can ask.
Holy
wow.
Hell.
Man.
Wow, an expansive answer,
man.
There from
that is big time.
Brian Reynolds.
Jeez.
Do you agree with John Heyman, Doran? Is it time already to give Don Kelly an extension?
Absolutely.
Whoa!
I mean, think about where they were and what they had to do. They had to fire their manager because they are one of the worst teams in baseball. And you just said it. Fundamentally, they were one of the worst teams in baseball. Whenever you're thinking of pro baseball, you're thinking at least pro baseball players would do the fundamentals right make it look like that they are a baseball team. And the Pirates couldn't do that for the last couple of years. You know, like, it's been a long time. So not only did Don Kelly, you know, bring them out of the ground from where they were at this year, I mean, this spans back years. Like, he's rebuilt the Pirates' kind of perception a little bit of their team on the field for the past years of them getting driven into the ground and being a horrible Bad News Bears-ish type club. That's why. He's doing it in a short period of time. Like, it hasn't been that many games, clearly, as you just said, the record. It hasn't been that many games.
It's been exactly a month yesterday.
Exactly a month. And they look like night and day of a baseball team. And he's getting the most out of the players that Charrington has given him, too. You didn't get this guy. You didn't get that guy in the offseason. You didn't get this guy at the trade deadline. You got the Canarios of the world. You got the Tommy Fams of the world. You got, you know, all these guys that it's like, all right, are these guys going to help you? Well, he's getting the most out of those guys.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to do alongside of trying to get out of the dumps and play competitive baseball. He has done that in a month. So, I mean, literally, I mean, if he continues to just do this, which is, it's not the best in the world, it's average. Yes, that's way better than it has been in the last how many years? Way better.
There's not much there I disagree with. The only thing I would disagree with is the main question. I'm not signing him to an extension right now. And the reason is we saw what happened when the Pirates did that with Derek Shelton. Derek Shelton had the Pirates out to that 20-8 start a couple of years ago. So that's 28 games, and he had won a lot more even than Don Kelly has in his 29 games. The Pirates came out of the chute as one of the best teams in baseball. They give him the contract. The terms are never released. We never got any clarity on it. All we knew is that they gave him an extension, and then it went to hell in a handbasket. And I'm not saying that would happen with Don Kelly. I am more than pleasantly surprised. I'm elated, actually, by how different the club looks under him as compared to Derek Shelton. It is night and day. But I'll wait till the end of the year. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to shout down anybody that wants to do it right now with Donnie Kelly. I think that it might actually lead the team to rally around him even more. I think they would celebrate that because, as Brian Reynolds said there, and I can't believe we even have any more time to talk this segment with how expansive he was, this club loves playing for Don Kelly. I would just wait until the end of the year, see where they all wind up.
The only way I would wait to the end of the year, the reason why that I would wait actually to the end of the year is because I want to tie him with a general manager. I want to tie him with a general manager that I think that could fit his style and what he wants to do as a manager. So that's why I would wait to the end of the year. Now I wouldn't that be upset or anything if they did it now. I'd be like, okay, that's fine. But like, I would wait to the end of the year just so I could tie him with a different manager.
Yeah, at least general manager. Get the GM in here, get a look at the guy,
yeah,
and make his own independent evaluation. That would make some sense. The Pirates were 12-26 under Derek Shelton. That is 12 wins in 38 games. The Pirates have 15 wins now in 29 games. That is a significant improvement. And we've talked, like you just did, about the holes in this roster. And there are still a ton of holes in this roster. The key was always going to be, can you win one-run games? Can you find a way to plate 4 or 5 runs a night, knowing that you're starting pitching is really good? It's making the fundamental plays. It's laying down a bunt like we saw last night. It's throwing to the correct cutoff man. It's getting caught up in a rundown so that whenever you do make a mistake, the other runner can advance a base. It's hitting behind runners. It's hitting runs. It's thoughtfully stealing bases. It's bullpen management. And he hasn't been perfect from a bullpen management standpoint. You can criticize him for some of the stuff he did in the Padres series. I thought he was beautiful with what he did, though, in the Phillies series. And the Pirates bullpen, all of a sudden, has given up just one run during this 4-game winning streak in 15.1 innings. They have very quickly turned from a team that did all the little things wrong to a team that does, more often than not, the little things right.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to play pretty much perfect baseball when your roster is still as flawed as this one is. This is a really impressive managing job through 29 games. We can only go off of 29 games. Like, we can't. We have this body of work that we have to give an opinion on. And it's not even 30 games yet. It's just a full month. But so far, so damn good, man, for Don Kelly. Seriously. 15-14 isn't worth celebrating in the streets, but compared to what they were doing, it's a totally different baseball team. And they're fun to watch, and it's not an embarrassment. Because that's the other thing. Not only were they losing, but they were embarrassing themselves.
Right, right. I mean, and you got to look at like getting the most out of, we talk about getting the most out of the guys, and guys like Henry Davis. You're getting the most out of him where, you know, he was a 1-1 pick and now he's playing the best baseball he has in his career. Now, maybe that was just timing and him having to mature a little bit. But, I mean, even O'Neill Cruz, to an effect, like he looks just even more comfortable than he did a month ago. You know, that has to be – I'm going to give Don Kelly a little bit of credit for what O'Neill Cruz has done, at least in the outfield. I know at the plate that has nothing to do with Don Kelly. This season, but in the outfield, he looks like a center fielder. No, he doesn't bat an eye anymore.
I saw a statistic yesterday that I don't know the time frame. I think it's like the last month of ball games that O'Neill Cruz is third on the team in defensive runs saved. Like he's playing a good version of center field right now. Like forget he's settled in. He looks comfortable. He's playing good defense. Here's a text at 412-928-9370. I always love when texters try to dunk on you and they wind up being the ones who are ill-informed. Here's a text. You're so lazy, Crowley. Your own station announced that he is the manager as he was not labeled interim. You should spend less time bullying Harry and do some damn prep work. Oh, okay, that's funny because Ben Sherrington came out days later when people actually could put microphones in his face and said he's the permanent manager for 2025. Right. It was some of the strangest verbiage we've ever heard. Oh, he's the permanent manager for this year. So, yeah, they didn't call him the interim, but they didn't commit to him beyond this season.
Right.
All worked up. Yeah, I guess I must have missed the contract extension.
Yeah, the multi-year, right?
Yeah, where was the press release saying that he is the full-time manager? Must have missed that. 412-928-9370. John Heyman says the Pirates are showing serious improvement. Don Kelly has already earned an extension. Do you agree? Would you give Don Kelly the extension right now? 412-928-9370. Doran and I both think that he's moving in that direction, but we would wait until the end of the year. I mean, if I had to make a prediction right now, I'd say, yeah, he is going to be the full-time manager. I mean, he's on pace to have them finishing above 500 in his tenure this season. That's incredibly impressive when you consider just how bad they were before he was named the permanent manager for 2025. 412-928-9370. Would you today give Don Kelly an extension? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on this when we come back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the pitch. And a drive to right center field. That's going to get down. That's going to score a couple. Andrew McCutchen is going to be waved home as well. Here comes the throw. It's going to be late. Into third, Brian Reynolds. He clears the bases. The Pirates take a 4-1 lead in the third.
Greg Brown's having fun again. And really, isn't that what it's all about?
Yes.
Pirates 15-14 under Don Kelly, prompting national baseball voice John Heyman to tweet, "The Pirates are showing serious improvement. Kelly already has earned an extension." I wouldn't give it to him now. Doran wouldn't give it to him now. We'd wait until the end of the year, but it's definitely trending in that direction. I'd get Paul Skeens' input on this. If Paul Skeens loves the guy, and I'm sure he does, because he knows what it's like to lose around here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would go a long way for me.
Yeah.
Again, I'm still not doing it now, but you've got 3 years after this one, max, to win with Paul Skeens. If Paul Skeens, who knows what it takes to win, wants this guy around, I think that's going to factor into the decision-making for me, Doran.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think they already know what Paul Skeens probably feels, you know, at this point. They know that he and the team is rallying around Don Kelly, so I think they already have his input. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I feel like they have his input already. Like, it's like, yeah, like, this is the guy. Like, this is the guy that I feel like that we can win with. And I just feel like that there has to be some other moving parts that you gotta, like, if I were Paul Skeens and, like, I got asked my opinion, right? So say Nutting asked for my opinion or Charrington asked for my opinion about Don Kelly. I'd be like, yeah, Don Kelly is the guy on the field, but we need to make some major moves off the field,
right,
in order to really be contenders, which I think that we're close with some of the product on the field and with the manager. There's another missing piece that we need to take care of. We have to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
We have to figure that out.
The worst case scenario maybe the rest of the way would be for them to really play well.
Yes.
Like, if they finished the season, forget just under Don Kelly, but let's say they play 13 games above 500 the rest of the way. That might be the worst case scenario, because they'll go into the offseason thinking, okay, under Don, this is who we are. We don't need to do much. We just need player improvement, and next year we can contend. If they're a 500 team with Kelly, you could say, all right, we've got the manager. We still need to improve upon the roster we have.
Yes, yes.
I think that might be the best case scenario.
And then also, you know, your first scenario, 13 games or whatever, over 500, I mean, then that means the GM is back too.
Exactly. Exactly. It does just boil my brain, though, that they could not be in a playoff spot right now, maybe not even be above 500 right now, but they could be closer to all those things if they merely got rid of Shelton like 2 weeks before they did.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, that was an injection that this team needed. Obviously. And they waited until they were 14 games under 500, 38 games in. The season was basically lost at that point from a true contention standpoint. Why'd they let it go so long? It's maddening to me, Ben.
Like they thought that they was going to, like, you know, turn, it was going to turn over.
Well, Bob Nutting told Jason Mackey in the one-on-one interview that the reason that Charrington wasn't let go is because they thought basically the season was still salvageable. You'd have to play like 110 win pace the rest of the way when you're 14 games under 500, 38 games to go. Like, it wasn't really realistically salvageable, but if you had done it 2 weeks prior, it could have been. And so while this is exciting and it's fun and at least you can watch the Pirates now and not be embarrassed, they waited too long.
Yep.
Harry, would you give Don Kelly the extension now? You are a baseball expert. We saw you turn around a 92-mile-an-hour fastball this weekend.
You called me an expert. Yes. No, I wouldn't. For the same reason that I'm learning there from the Derek Shelton extension back in 2023 that doesn't really mean much, and you don't want to make any long-term decisions based on temporary success.
It's a one-month sample with Don Kelly. You do it for three? All right.
All right, yeah.
You do it from the beginning of your tenure till the end of the season? That's all we can work off of? Absolutely, sign me up.
Just to piggyback a little more on that point, like with the way the roster is constructed right now, if you can get this group winning and you prove that, yeah, he deserves an extension, because imagine what you could do then with players that can actually hit.
That's right. And Roman Anthony, the number one prospect in all of Major League Baseball, he played for the Red Sox yesterday. You're doing this without one of your best arms. I mean, Bubba Chandler, let's get him up here now. And I don't think it's going to be for a little bit now, guys. Not to change topics here on the fly, you'd like to give Don Kelly every arrow possible in his quiver to win baseball games. And Burroughs was fine yesterday. He's got pretty good stuff. Like, this is a major league pitcher. That much is obvious, but he ain't Bubba Chandler. They're going to go on the road now for seven games. Do we really think Bubba Chandler is going to debut on the road? I don't.
Nope.
They're going to want to get that ticket bump. And he's already listed as not starting these next two games. Keller's going to go today. I think Falter's going to go the following day. I don't think we're going to see Bubba Chandler for another 10 days.
Yep. Yep.
Which, that annoys me. If the Red Sox are going to do it with Roman Anthony right now, Bubba Chandler's done nothing in AAA to show you he's not up for this task. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Starter for the Marlins yesterday had that Band-Aid on his face.
I saw that.
And my wife said, I wonder if he cut himself shaving. No, that's way too high. That was way too high for a shaving nick. That was like right below his eye. I think my man had a pimple.
Yeah, pimple patch.
I think you just go out there with the pimple.
Yeah. Yeah, it's baseball. You're playing a game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think as someone who had bad acne back in high school, the acne's better than drawing attention to it with the Band-Aid.
Right.
I had a guy I went to college with who had it real bad, like really unfortunately, had to take Accutane, like had all kind of scars and stuff. Like, feel bad for the dude. Like, that's just a tough hand to be dealt, right? But they were like boils. And he would wear a Band-Aid from time to time. He looks like you want to vomit over there. The Band-Aid always was a worse look, I think.
Man.
If you cut yourself shaving, you can always do the take a little piece of tissue or toilet paper and stick it on there.
If you cut your, I mean, you probably shave. If you're going to shave, you're shaving in the morning. This game was at night. I think the blood would stop.
That's true, too. Then. We're talking pimple on this guy.
Yeah, this is a pimple.
I got to see this
thing.
Or
like a removal of like a mole or something.
That could be it.
Yeah.
That could be it. If it's a pimple, I need to see it, though. That you feel,
oh, we're going to be on Fox Sports 1.
I haven't pitched in a year because of my surgery. It's so bad, I can't let the world see this thing. Like, I got to see it then. I'm curious here. And I'm happy the Pirates didn't let like a teenager-looking guy beat them yesterday. He is nasty.
Yeah, he was throwing some gas.
6'8", throwing 100 miles an hour. He's releasing that ball basically halfway between the mound and home.
Yep, he was throwing.
Throwing. And they got to him, which was another positive sign. All right, we now have the incentives for Aaron Rodgers' contract. Aaron Rodgers making $13 million in change in base, $10 million guaranteed. He can get closer to $20 million if he hits some of these incentives. Some great reporting from Sports Illustrated got all those contract details. We'll go over them next and see which ones we think he can hit.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got details now on the Aaron Rodgers incentives. He's going to make $13 million-ish. $10 million in guarantees. He can get up to about $20 million with some of these incentives. He'll get $500,000 if the Steelers make the playoffs, an extra $600,000 if the Steelers win a wild card game or if they get a bye. So you get the one seed or you win a wild card game. If the Steelers are playing on divisional championship Sunday, then he'll have made $1.1 extra million bucks.
Mm-hmm.
If they win in the divisional round, he'll get an extra $750,000. If they win the AFC, he'll get $1 million. $1.5 million for a Super Bowl win. $1.5 million for winning the MVP award. What do you think he makes?
I think he makes 1.1.
You think they win a playoff game?
Yep.
Harry, do you think they win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Why not?
I don't think he's good enough. I don't think the team as a whole is good enough.
I tend to agree with you. Aaron Rodgers was jettisoned out of Green Bay because he wasn't winning a lot of playoff games anymore. There were some other things going on, obviously. But he wasn't winning a bunch of playoff games anymore. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. This is one of those rare things where I have to see it before I believe it. I think he gets them there. I think they're playing in a playoff game wild card weekend. I don't think they win the division. I'm not sure they don't finish second, though. Like, everyone seems to love the Bengals. Oh, look at what they did. They kept T. Higgins around. Okay. Their defense was trash last year. And they got a new defensive coordinator, which should probably go a long way, but I'm not going to believe that until I see it. I don't think they've got enough good pieces on that side of the ball. Like, everyone's afraid of the Bengals. Oh, the Steelers have the third best quarterback in the division. Okay, yeah, they do. Joe Burrow's elite. Lamar Jackson's a two-time MVP. But I have to factor in the rest of the Cincinnati Bengals. So I think the Steelers may even finish second in the division, especially if they get a number two wide receiver. But will they win a playoff game? I can't get there yet.
Well, I just look at the scenario, as I've said a couple times in the past couple weeks. I think it's going to be who they draw in the playoffs. And I think that they are capable of beating, you know, a team that isn't the Ravens or isn't the Bills in the playoffs. So I think that Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he didn't win many playoff games down the stretch of his Green Bay Packers tenure, but he was still making like NFC championship games.
Yeah.
It was still getting there. He couldn't just wasn't
winning. The quote-unquote big one, I guess.
Right. So, and that was a long time ago, I understand, and we know it happened the last 2 years with the Jets, but I think it's going to be them taking care of business against teams that they need to beat during the season, and that would lead them to a playoff matchup that they are capable of winning, and I think that Aaron Rodgers does win that.
He's definitely got a better chance of doing it than Mason Rudolph, yep, which is why I'm on board with this. I was talking to somebody who is intimately involved with the New York Jets yesterday, and this person said that Rodgers, for three games, played like an MVP last season, and that he thought that Rodgers got better down the stretch, clearly was never healthy all year long, and he thought the biggest problem with Rodgers was that they gave him too much say, that they basically let him be his own coordinator, he handpicked his guy, and that Robert Saleh wasn't really cut out to be a head coach. That's what this person said. So if you can give Rodgers a little bit of structure here, which obviously he's not getting Arthur Smith fired, he's not getting Mike Tomlin fired, maybe he gets his guy in Alan Lazar, we can get to that in a little bit, but it's going to be kind of this happy medium between Rodgers having a say in the offense, but also the continuity that the Steelers have had for our entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think for Rodgers, it's going to be just about playing football. With the Jets, it was, here's the keys to the Mercedes.
Right.
You're fully in charge.
Right.
Like, I do think him being another year removed now from the Achilles injury is a big deal. Now, there haven't been a lot of 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks that have had success. Like, Tom Brady is basically it. But a year removed from Achilles is usually a lot better than in that year right after the Achilles injury.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm optimistic that he's going to play better football than he did last year. I guess that's a long-winded way of me saying it. But because of Mike Tomlin's playoff failures, more than anything else, I'm just not willing to say he's going to get that extra, what is it, $600,000.
I think in order for Aaron Rodgers to sign with the Steelers, there has to be a compromise, right? There has to be a compromise, and I think he's willing to compromise. I think that he knows he has to run the offense in the structure of the offense. Like, they are going. Arthur Smith is going to sit there in that 6-hour meeting and be like, "We're going to run the football. Like, that is that's our mentality. We want to run the football." So, like, he has to be okay with doing all that stuff, knowing that last year he was just, you know, full on just by himself and, hey, I could do whatever I want. That's why they probably didn't run the football, is because he was out there doing whatever he wanted. But I think he knows deep down, in order to win football games, in order to give himself some help, he needs to run the offense. And then, you know, obviously tinker with certain things that he can do, getting in and out of things that he's good at. But he knows that he needs to run within the offense of running the football and doing different things, and he can't just be the guy that wins games.
Yeah, if he doesn't realize that, then it's not going to go well this year.
Right. Like,
they ran the ball very little last year. In fact, no team ran the ball less than the Jets, and they averaged 4.3 yards per carry. So they weren't even bad at running the football. They just didn't do it very often. I think, to argue against myself, if they're going to win a playoff game, Rodgers is going to have to be the catalyst for, what, 4 or 5 games, something like that. The defense should be pretty good. The defense was good last year until the wheels came off at the end of the season. They were hurt. They played 3 games in 11 days against some of the best teams in football. The Eagles had the ball for the final 13 minutes of that game. Like, they got worn down. If they run the ball effectively this year with Caleb Johnson behind a young, talented offensive line with the threat of throwing it deep with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, can you allow for the defense to not be terribly worn out by the end of the year?
Right.
You need the defense to have something left. And if you do, okay, you might have a shot in that playoff game. But there needs to be that long-term thought. It can't just be, we need to do what we can to win this game. They need to be thoughtful about the way that they're playing ball, because you got an old quarterback, you got a defense, or your best players are old. You got to see the forest through the trees.
Well, I mean, and I read something yesterday that, you know, Arthur Smith came up with a plan of an offense that they were going to put in front of Aaron Rodgers whenever they met the first time. And that's what Arthur Smith is good at. I will stand on that. I will stand on him, you know, adapting to his personnel and changing his offense. His offense isn't just a concrete offense, like, hey, this is what I do. Like, no, he alters his offense and kind of, you know, is like the professor in the lab where he has a certain personnel that he just molds his offense to. So there's still a structure around it, but I think that Aaron Rodgers had to have gotten on the same page of what they want to do this year and how they see it going game by game and week by week and month by month.
Yeah, shoot, we saw it last year. First game of the season, let's not screw it up, right, against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
And then with Justin Fields in that Chargers game, they knew the middle of the field was an area that they could exploit, and actually Justin Fields did throw the ball well over the middle of the field. We saw in that Colts game the offense opened up a little bit, and we saw the offense look different when Justin Fields was in there as compared to Russell Wilson. They weren't calling all the same stuff. So I do think you're right that Arthur Smith can be malleable and can change things on the fly and can game plan for a specific opponent. And I think there just needs to be a little bit of give and take. It can't be, oh, this is all Arthur. It can't be, oh, this is all Rodgers, because we saw what it looked like when it was all Rodgers last year. I think a happy medium is probably what they're looking at, like you've said. This was the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, too, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Aaron Rodgers will make an extra $1.1 million if the Steelers advance to the divisional round. Will the Steelers win a playoff game with Aaron? 412-928-9370. Right now, 58% of folks' results are in. Not all precincts closed. 58% of people saying no, he will not win a playoff game. It is 6:46. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. We'll keep talking about this when we come back. And an NFL insider says he expects the Steelers to acquire, well, a specific wide receiver. Who is that wide receiver? When might it go down? According to this insider, we'll tell you next. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Jeff Hathorne going to be joining us at the top of the next hour. Get his thoughts on how the course is looking over at Oakmont, Doran.
Uh-huh.
He'll be on the Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Also, Aaron Rodgers going to speak to the assembled Pittsburgh media for the first time today, and we know Jeff Hathorne will be there. And I'm wondering what he is burning to know. Like, what is Jeff trying to extract from our guy,
yes,
Aaron Rodgers? I'll also argue against myself once again here, Doran, as I pull up Aaron Rodgers' career playoff statistics. Now, overall in his career, he's got a rating of 100.1 in the postseason, which is really damn good. For comparison, Ben's is 93.7, the Fan. I mean, that's what Ben's passer rating is in the playoffs. For Rodgers, it's 100.1, and I've crushed him for losing playoff games. Well, you have to go all the way back to 2016, Doran, to find the last time that Aaron Rodgers had a quarterback rating lower than 91 in a postseason game. And you look at some of the scores of these games. They lost to Atlanta in Atlanta. That was the year that they played the Patriots in the Super Bowl and 28-3 and all that fun stuff. Green Bay gave up 44 points. That ain't Rodgers' fault.
No.
Game after that, he had a quarterback rating of 113.7 against Seattle, won that game. They lost to San Francisco the following week. He had a 97.2 quarterback rating. Beat the Rams, 108.1 rating. Then lost to Tampa, and the final score was 31-26. I mean, he put up 26 points in a playoff game with a quarterback rating of 101.6. And his last playoff game was against, again, a really good San Francisco team that pushed the Kansas City Chiefs to the brink. And he had a quarterback rating of 92. So while they weren't winning as many of the big games as Packers fans would have liked, seems like more often than not, actually, Rodgers was doing his part.
Yep. Yeah.
If they get the right matchup, they could win a playoff game.
Right.
If they got the right matchup with Mason Rudolph, they wouldn't have a shot, though.
No.
Because I don't care who you're playing, you can't even squint and think they've got a quarterback advantage.
No.
But on a given Sunday or Saturday or Monday night now in the playoffs, you could squint and say, hey, Rodgers could have a virtuoso performance. He's going to do it like four or five times this year. There are going to be four or five games, like Russ did last year in Cincinnati, where you go, oh my God, that's the old Rodgers. He can't do it for 17 games, but if he did it in a playoff game against, like, let's say Houston, okay, you'd have a shot.
Yep. C.J. Stroud, they had the same numbers last year, or I think Aaron Rodgers was better.
Rodgers was better than Stroud last year. I don't even think it's arguable. He was better than Trevor Lawrence last year, too. And I'm not sitting here telling everyone that Aaron Rodgers is God's gift to football at 41, soon to be 42, but you know, there are going to be games where he's still going to have his fastball. I still will not say they'll win a playoff game. I'll say they can. But I just don't have enough faith in Tomlin to think that they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the defense has let them down so often in these games. Like, you look up and they're down 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. It's really insane for a guy who's a defensive coach. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. All right, coming up next, Jeff Hathorne. He's been at Oakmont. You've got Dr. Vogt, the dentist. He spoke yesterday. It's a heartwarming story. We'll talk to Jeff about that. How's the course looking after getting bombarded by rain for like the last 2 weeks? And then we'll get his thoughts on Aaron Rodgers signing and what he wants to ask him today. He's going to talk. It was surreal, man, seeing him yesterday at the Cam Hayward golf outing. Like, no one punched him in the face either. None of his teammates. It's so weird to me. All these guys are supposed to hate Aaron Rodgers, right? Because he made him wait. I know. They're putting their arm around him.
Yep.
There were smiles. Wasn't it just crazy, though, to see Rodgers photographed with all the other Steelers?
It's weird.
It crystallized for me. Oh, my God. This thing is real. I can't believe he's actually here. I can't believe he's actually signed. We've been waiting for three damn months. Okay, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. We met all the Myers people at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Very nice humans. One of the Myers children goes to Penn State and is a storm chaser.
Oh,
so
wow.
Took some of the weather equipment from State College and was actually in Oklahoma trying to chase down damn tornadoes.
Like Twister.
Yeah.
You ever seen Twister?
I have not, but I know the concept. There's a tornado. People are scared.
Yeah, people chase it.
Do they?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that in a million years.
No, for what?
Some people get the adrenaline going.
I mean, something bad. You're putting yourself in harm's way.
Penguins playoff games, West Virginia football games, some Steelers playoff games. My heart rate gets up high enough. I don't need to be chasing storms to get that kind of thrill.
No.
Sports will get the blood pressure going for me, Dorn. I also saw yesterday, just real quick, a tornado hit a gas station and turn into a fire tornado. One of the most apocalyptic things I've ever seen.
Jeez.
So anyway, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.